بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hadith number 246 was narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam inclined to do with Safiya, the mother of the believers, what a man feels inclined to do with his wife. They said, O Prophet of Allah, she has entered the state of menses, whereupon he said, well, is she going to detain us, meaning to delay us from going back to Medina? They, that is his wife, said, O Prophet of Allah, she has performed tawaful ziyarah or tawaful ifada on the day of Nahr, the day of Eid. Thereupon the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, let us go. And in another narration he said, aqra halqa. These are words said as a figure of speech when in complaint. Is she going to delay us? Did she offer tawaf on the day of Hajj or on the day of Eid? They said, yes. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, then she can leave. What do we learn from this hadith? A number of issues. One, there are different types of tawaf. So we have the tawaf known as tawaf al-qudum. Who offers this tawaf al-qudum? Only the qarin and the mufrid. Mutamatti' cannot do it. So it is an option, not mandatory, it's a sunnah for qarin and mufrid to do it on the eighth day, the first when they come to Mecca. If they wish, they also can have sa'i al-hajj after it immediately. The second type of tawaf is tawaf al-umrah. So if someone is doing umrah, he has to do ihram, tawaf, sa'i, and shaving. These are the four things. The third tawaf is known as tawaful ifadah, and it cannot be done except on the day of Eid onwards. But the beginning, it has to be on the day of Eid. It has three names: tawaful ifadah, tawaful ziyarah, tawaful hajj. All of these are referring to the same tawaf. And the last type of tawaf is known as tawafu al-wada', the farewell tawaf. Of course, one would say, can't we offer tawaf generally without umrah, without hajj? And the answer is yes. So this is a fifth type, which is general tawaf. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the end of his hajj, wanted to get close and to be intimate with his wife. And this is normal, this is human. So they told him that she is not able to do this because she has her menses. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he learned this, he thought of the second thing, which is, if we want to leave, we must perform tawaf al-wada'. But if she did not perform tawaf al-ziyara, if she did not perform tawaf al-ifada, which is a pillar, we have a problem, we can't leave. She has to perform. So they told him, O Prophet of Allah, don't worry. She performed tawaf al-ifada on the day of Hajj, and then she got her menses. Then the Prophet told them, then let us go. Okay, what about tawaf al-wada', the farewell tawaf? Scholars say that farewell tawaf is, this is the most authentic opinion, it is mandatory upon every pilgrim before leaving Mecca back to his country. And the only exception is if a woman is in her state of menses or if she is in the state of afterbirth bleeding, in the state of nifas. These are exempted, they are excused. They can leave without offering tawaf al-wada', the farewell tawaf. Understood, inshallah. Now, the people of Jeddah, after finishing their Hajj, they cannot go to Jeddah. They have to make Tawaf Al-Wada'. What about if I am from India and I finish my Hajj and I'd like to go and visit my friends in Jeddah for a couple of days, or go for Medina and then come back to Mecca? Is this permissible without doing Tawaf Al-Wada'? Scholars say yes. As long as you're coming back, no problem, because you are not leaving to your home country. You're leaving for a day or two or a week or two somewhere in Saudi, in Taif. But before you leave to India, you have to come and offer Tawaf Al-Wada'. Now, Tawaf Al-Wada' is mandatory. If you don't do it, you have to slaughter a sacrifice. But can I combine two Tawafs in one? Scholars say, yes, you can. Tawaf Al-Ifada, which is a pillar, it has to be on the day of Eid onwards. So I can do it on the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, or onwards. And they say, if I did not offer it on time, and I postponed it so that it would be the last thing I do in Mecca. And a lot of the Muslims do that. They postpone it until the 12th or the 13th of the Hijjah. After they throw the last pebbles of Mina, they go to Mecca. They offer Tawaf Al-Ifada, which is a pillar. And they offer the Sa'i Al-Hajj if they did not offer it on the 8th. And they leave immediately. And by this, they would have offered Tawaf Al-Wada' embedded in Tawaf Al-Ifada, and this is permissible, insha'Allah. Following hadith is in this regard as well, hadith number 247, Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, said that the people were commanded by the Prophet والسلام, to perform the last Tawaf round the house, but menstruating women were exempted. So this goes along with what we have discussed earlier. Regarding spending the night in Mina, scholars differed. Some say it is mandatory, some say it is sunnah. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, said that Al-Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib, may Allah be pleased with him, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, asked permission from the Prophet ﷺ to let him stay in Mecca during the nights of Mina in order to provide the pilgrims with water to drink. So the Prophet ﷺ permitted him. What is the origin of this hadith? We all know that it was Abd al-Muttalib who dug the well again of Zamzam. And he was responsible for giving the pilgrims water of Zamzam and protecting the well. And this kept on in his descendants. So his son Abbas was responsible for providing water of Zamzam to the pilgrims. On Mina nights, there were a lot of people coming to Mecca to perform Tawaf al-Ifada, to perform Sa'i al-Hajj. So Al-Abbas wanted to be in Mecca so that he can provide water for those who need water, because people at the time did not have desalination plants. They used to come with water bags and drink of it. And when the water was over, they had a problem. So Abbas was providing them with this water from Zamzam. So he requested the permission not to sleep in Mina, and the Prophet ﷺ permitted him of so. Now, what is the ruling on spending the night in Mina? The answer is, it is mandatory. It is wajib. Is it possible that we can exempt people? And scholars differed, and the most authentic is, those who need to be exempted, those who are working for the public, like Al-Abbas, in this case, it is permitted for them to skip spending the night in Mina. So public servants, people who are in hospital, for example, or people who are needed in firefighting, if they are required to not spend the night in Mina, they can do so as well. What is the ruling on people deliberately not spending the night in Mina? And an example is, Mina is so crowded, and sometimes it's too expensive to get a place there. So people say, instead of spending the night in Mina, we would like to spend it in Aziziyya, or in Mecca itself, where we live in a building and an apartment and a hotel. So what's the ruling on this? We will find the answer after the break, so stay tuned.